USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration says it will begin evacuating Afghans who aided U.S. forces in that country at the end of the month. It's unclear how many people the program, called Operation Allies Refuge, will be able to relocate to safe countries. There has been a push in recent weeks to get Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country as troops are being pulled out. Many have said they fear for their lives as the Taliban has made considerable gains in regaining territory in the country. And a group of moderate Democrats have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader calling for the formation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The letter from the leaders of the Blue Dog Coalition encourages legislation that would create a panel to investigate the origins of the virus, as well as the U.S.'s preparedness for a pandemic. There's thus far been little interest from House leadership in investigating the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.